nobody else has the balls to say.
434 Podcast. 434 Podcast.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 17. Lucky number 17 of the 434 Podcast. I am the box, known as Brenton Cooper. To my left, I have Chris Powell, the Pow. Say hi, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
And we have a very popular fan of ours who's come in. He started with
Where did he come from?
where was he? Who was he?
Where did he go? Where did he come from, Cut Nigel?
He got there.
We've got the chow back. Tyson Chowdhury, say good day.
Good day, mate.
Okay.
You said good day.
Good day. You said good day. Fuck.
Well, good day, mate.
Good day. Tonight.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, longest intro ever. Tonight, we've got Raw and SmackDown coverage as we've just had it on Monday, Tuesday night. Tuesday, Wednesday here. So we're going to do a quick recap of that. We've got the boxer stamp again. Tonight we're going to cover heels in the company right now. Why are they so good? That's some questions that we love to discuss. The rumor mill, because we've decided to get rid of the questions because I was too lazy to ask them today. WWE to buy TNA. Big rumor going around, so we'll discuss that tonight. We got this tonight's episode, Stupid Idiot. I'll be discussing that as well too. I feel like I'm just gonna be talking all night.
Doing what he does best.
I love talking, you know me.
Already singing voice.
God damn.
Fucking Nate likes my voice, shut up.
Yeah.
Alright, let's talk.
Shout out to Nate.
Let's talk Monday Night Raw. So coming off Clash of Champions, it was we were hoping it was going to be better than what has done in the last few weeks, but I think we were let down again. We had two matches that we had at Clash of Champions, another rematch on Raw.
Doesn't make sense.
No, that makes no. And it was the same fucking results. New Day beat Karl Anderson and Gallows, and Roman Reigns beat Rusev. This time it was a double countout, so I'm lost.
I'm lost too. I don't understand what's going on with the Raw. I mean, I guess they were against the presidential debate. But really, does that mean put on a shit show?
No. No.
It's not acceptable.
Chow, chime in, brother.
What do you want to know?
What do you think about Raw doing two matches the same after Clash of Champions? Same results.
It's very silly. I give them props for opening Raw with a fucking match for once. Instead of a fucking shit. Right, but a half an hour fucking match that ends in a no fucking finish. Oh, that was bullshit. That was fucking bullshit.
How did it make you feel?
I was lost because, in one hand, I was very happy that they opened with the match. And they just got straight into it, right? But on the other hand, having all that no finish was just insane. Because they're going to do it again at Hell in a Cell. This explains why they're going to go into the Hell in a Cell. It's because they fought out at the ring, right? That's what's going to happen. It's ridiculous. And now, it'll probably main event too, because if Seth's still injured, then it'll be...
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think he'll be fine. I think.
Oh, I'm sure he will be, but if...
I think it's storyline, Seth.
It's not. He actually had himself.
Yeah.
Bullshit! I don't believe the fucking rumours.
Interesting fact, though. Apparently, I was listening to Court Bauer today. He was saying that he's got word from backstage that a lot of the wrestlers are pretty happy Seth injured himself. They think it's a good karma payback. So I don't know what that tells you with the morale on the backstage. But
I think he's very...
What a load of shit.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up when you think about it.
It's fucking bullshit.
He's had a lot of people...
How dare he disrespect the man Seth Rollins?
Can I just say this episode's not PG-13?
Yeah, we got the chair here. Expect some C-bombs and some F-bombs and every other bomb that you could find.
This is Brenton and friends.
Yeah, I need
Brenton's new... friendly friends.
I fucking need new friends.
Goddamn.
Who the fuck is Anna Fields? That's what I want to know.
Who?
Anna Fields.
The jobber.
The jobber to Bayley. Bayley's match. Fucking Bayley had a fucking job.
So are they switching her out with... So now Nia's going to go up. And then Bayley comes down and does a jobber job and then...
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess they're just trying to bring jobber matches back, you know?
you know what? James Ellsworth.
Enhancement talent.
Do because all of them.
Yeah.
Well, you saw how popular James Ellsworth was, so Anna Fields might be the next James Ellsworth.
Hey, guess who the secret Royal Rumble contestant's going to be for entry? James Ellsworth.
Yes! That'll probably happen.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I was going to say Anna Fields, but yeah, no. No, just no.
No, the best job that they, the women job they ever had was, Blue Pants.
I reckon bring back Blue Pants, man.
Yeah.
She had a good
but they, I think she pissed them off a lot.
Yeah, I had all she screwed them around a bit. Yeah.
With her dates and all that, and then she wanted to run her own character and all that. And
of course, that doesn't work.
No.
We got some special treat, though, on Raw. We had two cruiserweight matches. And finally making their debut, TJ Perkins on Raw and Anthony Nese, Tony Nese.
Tony Nese was a gun.
Yeah.
He was fantastic in the CWC. I'm really glad I'm really glad they signed him.
Yeah. What about the Frosby flop and land on his feet?
Couldn't believe that.
That was insane, man.
But yeah, what do you guys think about TJP?
You know I don't like
Apparently he's got heat.
Yeah, he's already, right?
He's already
got legit heat backstage.
Yeah, I still don't like him.
I don't dig the entrance.
No, I don't either. I do remember our last podcast we discussed TJP and how Jess had a
thing for him
and everything else.
Because he's Filipino.
But then you said that you liked the entrance.
I did initially.
Yeah. It was
a retro, it was a throwback.
Which
but now I'm it's but now I'm thinking quick. About yeah, I don't dig it in wrestling. It doesn't fit. I mean, if it's a one-off thing for a pay-per-view, you know, that is pretty cool. I can accept that. I can dig that. On our weekly basis, on a daily thing, I'm not digging it. His entrance theme in CWC and the way he came out was a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Now it feels like he's a completely different character, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And cheers for the beer.
Oh yeah, chow. Yeah. See, this is a reason why we have Chow come around.
We're just having a laid back podcast, some guys talking, having some beers.
Oh, you know, I like it because
here's the beers, guys.
Here's the beers, boys.
Here you go.
Give me a hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Buffalo. Fuck off,
Buffalo Skull.
I'm not sculling.
No, I like it because I like.
God damn it!
You like the entrance?
Because
it's different?
Well, because it could...
It stands out.
It could be like, if Woods came out to that, would be amazing.
All the time? You know what? I can understand it from Woods because it suits his character.
That's the only reason why I'm saying I like
it.
I feel like
it doesn't suit TJP.
It doesn't, not at all. I mean,
in saying that, I don't know who TJP is entirely.
He was manic in NXT. NXT fucking TNA. I'll get it right one day.
Yeah, but and then like we got to know him in the CWC and he wasn't this...
Mm.
So to me it's a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of fans will be confused as well. And then did you guys see the photo he on today? He was wearing like a Super Mario shirt with those two bright glasses or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I don't know,
the Minecraft glasses.
Yeah, I don't get it, guys.
No. I don't know how long he's gonna be cruising.
And
by
as
10.
You said, he's got major heat already.
Maybe he'll lose it to Kendrick finally.
Yeah, I reckon he will. Because I reckon they're going to put the title on Kendrick because he's solid.
And he's a name.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a name. Indeed.
But I'll tell you what.
I wouldn't put it past giving it to Cedric.
Cedric won't.
Not yet, but...
Cedric will be he'll be a world champion, bro.
I was about
Cedric
to say
will be
that.
The world champion.
He won't be in the cruiserweights for too long.
Cedric could be a world champion. He'll be the world champion.
He's That's right, because he dropped weight, didn't he?
Yeah, he dropped 20 pounds or something. Yeah. And he's so good. Just give him
Ring of Honor be spewing they let him go, man. Spewing, because he's been awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, he's one of the standouts. Same with Rich Swann.
I love his...
Speaking of Rich.
His theme.
Oh, not long.
Already, what was it? Can you handle this?
Can you handle this?
Bum, bum, bum. No, it's not the Jungle Book. Bum, bum, bum. Bare necessities. God damn it, Chris.
Rich Swann and Cedric Alexander, they took on Drew Gulak and Lince Dorado. They made their debuts.
What do you guys think of those random tag teams they're doing? Just so they
it's a way to get them on
there. It's
interesting.
Flips and flops.
Some flips and flops.
Yeah, that's the way I feel like Vince sees it.
Yeah, well, that's...
The vanilla midgets.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's hard, man, because you gotta. You gotta try and burn, and they're still doing it like the CWC with the purple ropes and the.
I don't like that either. I don't like it being so separate.
Yeah, I don't like the tournament side that they're still doing. It was cool in the tournament.
Yeah.
And they shake hands, all that shit, right? But not.
They're still doing it, like, even when the match finishes.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't feel like you're watching Raw at all. It's stupid. Stop it, WWE. I know.
Don't get me wrong. If you're gonna do that, do it with the whole promotion. Like, every Raw match should do that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be separate, because eventually I want to see some of these cruiserweights fight the normal guys.
And
why
Neville?
Can't a cruiserweight beat a normal guy?
Yeah.
Some of these guys are more talented than them.
And where's Neville?
I know, Neville should be in this.
Enzo could be in this. He could be in title contention. All these guys, man.
Can you imagine Big Cass is like the US champ and Enzo is the cruiserweight champion, but they're still like friends?
Yeah, that's what you could do.
That'd be some cool stuff.
Yeah. How you doing?
And Neville's probably the best out of all of them.
Yeah. Well, Neville needs to be tying it up with, like, Cedric Alexander and stuff.
Mm.
Well, Rich Swan, that, the standing 450 is just insane.
No.
How do you do that? How do you spin that fast? Well, not jumping the ropes.
Over 9,000.
He just bounces and then just flips.
So good.
It's like, what?
At least we can enjoy parts of it.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah, but the Cruiserweight Classic was sick.
Yeah.
There was like 5 match of the year contenders in that tournament.
Where like your hands are literally on your head and your mouth's open, you're just you're shocked.
Dude, I tell you what, they'd be spewing that Kota and Saber Jr. didn't fucking sign, man.
Yeah, but I'm happy Saber didn't. I don't really need him right now.
Yeah, but
But Saber, he can be. You know what? He can be world champion.
Yeah,
and he can go to SmackDown.
I tell you what, that Zack Sabre Jr., man, he got better. Like, it was cool to see, like, people gave him a lot of shit at the start, because they were like, but he was building up and showing you match by match.
And then the
last 2 matches, when he showed you everything
he's got. Pretty awesome, yeah.
Like, he can tell a story. Like, when his arm got injured.
He couldn't use his legs. I agree.
And crushed him. And like that, that shit was insane, man.
He does storytelling that most wrestlers don't understand or know how to do.
And like, Brian Kendrick was the same. Telling stories all day.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not a big fan of how they changed the bullet choke.
I love the fact that he uses the surroundings.
Yeah. Like what Finley
used to do. The stairs and the guardrail.
Yeah.
No other wrestler does that. And the apron. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Chow, for that recap of the CWC.
I wasn't here.
I know you were. You needed to catch
up. Don't worry, I hadn't done the recap either, so it's good to have a beer and talk about it.
Exactly.
Kotobushi, man.
Speaking of odd tag teams.
Can I just add one more thing quickly?
Okay, go on.
You know how the cruiserweights are separate right now?
For fuck's sake.
And I want them to be able to compete with everyone else?
Yeah.
Well, I think it should be good, because eventually the cruiserweights can fight for the title if they're in that weight class.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who's bigger, too bad, so sad.
Yeah.
The cruiserweight title's a prestigious title, but only if you're a certain weight you can compete for it.
Yeah.
But then they should still be able to compete for the US title.
Yeah, but not the world title, right? Because they don't have when Ray did it, Ray was the cruiserweight champion.
Yeah.
Then he was the world heavyweight champion, but he was the same weight.
But see, I want Cedric to be world champ one day.
Yeah.
So how do you cross him out of the... Is there going to be a weight limit?
Well, that's what they should just do.
If they're past 220 pounds, they're allowed to go for the world title?
Yeah.
Then you got to look at Sami Zayn and Finn Balor. They got to start going for the cruiserweight title.
Oh, I think they're a little
Balor's only 197, man. Oh, 195, is he? Yeah.
But when you're one of the best
in Balor the world, won't. Balor will never win the cruiserweight title.
Do you remember?
I know, but
do you remember, right?
Yeah.
When we first did this, like... Last year was one of the ones, one of the first ones we did. And you said, like, and I said, when Balor comes up, he goes straight to the main event and he'll win the title. And you gave me shit. You're like, nope, he's not, he won't. You're like, no, he'll come up, he'll go, the mid card wings were up.
No chance.
You know, you were better when you were just cooking me dinner.
No
God damn.
No chance, man.
For those that missed that, I had the Asian cooking me mee goreng. It was so ironic.
But yeah, we can wrap up CWC and the cruiserweights now, but I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Yeah. See, so Finn Balor, I told you a minute.
Mm. Could have made a segment for that. Thanks, man. Good heads up.
That's all right.
Cesaro and Sheamus is a tag team.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming?
WTF. WTF Mormont.
Yeah, I don't know. would have made sense if Gallows and Anderson won the tag titles.
Mm.
Can you imagine New Day versing Sheamus and Cesaro, then just pulling the piss on them? It's going to destroy any credibility Sheamus and Cesaro have.
Yep.
It doesn't really work.
Yeah, I mean, why would you put... I can understand where they're coming from with putting two guys that...
Going to kill each other.
Well, going to kill each other, but what I don't understand is that the whole seven-fight series, and it took them to the very last match to actually get people to fucking notice. Like, and now they're like, oh, well, that was great. Let's put him in a tag team.
Fun fact, I didn't watch any of the matches until the pay-per-view.
No, neither did I.
I thought the pay-per-view match was fast fantastic.
You know what the best the pay-per-view? Part?
No, Raw. Oh,
yeah, I never watched
it. You know what the best thing about that match was? Was it made sense because obviously they fought each other, right?
Mm.
Six times before, right? So they knew each other's moves. So they started doing different shit that they hadn't, which I really...
It made
sense stuff. Because they couldn't beat each other the same moves again. Yeah. So they had to... But Cesaro did a 619.
Yeah, no, that was cool.
Yeah. That was insane.
Like, it's a little slow. Some people were complaining about it, but I was like, I don't care. Yeah. I just marked out. That was awesome.
Just little shit like that, you know? Psychology, man.
Yeah.
They're very good at it. Mm. It was very good in the match.
Do you think
they should be in better positions, honestly, both of them. Sheamus has been stale, but like, he's a good performer.
Well, then you could have done Cesaro versus Reigns after, and that was the title match.
Oh, definitely.
Like, instead of putting them together, right, and then have Sheamus do whatever he's doing.
Sheamus could have, like, gone to SmackDown. Ninja Turtle movie.
Yeah, or gone to SmackDown. Like, lose the leaves.
Yeah, what happens if, like, he takes a month off and goes to SmackDown to,
Yeah.
Sort out his contract or something. I don't know. You can make some bullshit up and then eventually Mick signs him back to Raw.
Oh, there's been too much Mick on Raw.
Oh, no, he's terrible.
There was too much.
I got enough of Holy Folly.
I can't even get through the third episode. That show's terrible.
I mean, Noelle's hot as all fuck, but...
Makes me laugh so much.
But dumb as fuck.
I know, that's why I laugh so much, because she's so stupid.
Her voice
She'll never get over, man. She's never going to get over. No. She'll get booted out of the building, man. She will.
She's worse than Eva Marie.
Eva's going to come back, and she'll win the title. She won't even wrestle, bro. That's what she'll come back.
Yeah, that's a gimmick, man. That's pretty good heat.
Yeah, absolutely. Because people fucking hate her.
Yeah.
Imagine she comes out and does that, like... Roll up win, but she doesn't get in the match the whole time, and then she just rolls back in and jump and fucking wins.
We'll continue this on the SmackDown talk.
I feel
like we're crossing over now.
No, I think we are.
I agree with you.
Seen you guys in fucking ages.
No, this is gonna be a long.
The main event was Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, the best friends, taking on
super best friends,
taking on the other super best friends, Enzo Amore and the Big Cass. How you doing,
Colin
Cassidy. Jericho in his leather pants?
Yes.
Again.
How you doing?
How you doing? It was good.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good finish to a mediocre Raw. So
Raw was
no one watched it.
they watched it viewers, and fast forwarded it.
The debate was 80 million.
It's kind of funny when you think about how many Americans are in the actual country. It's what, 350 million?
Yeah.
What the fuck were the others doing?
Yeah.
Doing something better with their time.
Not watching Raw.
No, watching Monday Night Football. Well, that's what they're watching football, the debate. That's what they do.
True.
Not watching Raw, man. Raw shit.
Let's go to SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. The A-Show.
SmackDown. Layeth the smacketh down. First off, we had the Orton and White promo.
Didn't mind it. It's funny
how we bitch about Raw having a promo first off, and now we have SmackDown doing it. It's fucking amazing.
No, but the difference with Raw is I think I find Raw's promo is just they're trying to kill time because their show goes for 3 hours. They're like, we have to waste half an hour just talking about shit.
Mm.
They don't really get to the point. They just ramble on. SmackDown, he went out there. He may have taken a while to walk to the ring, but fuck, when Orton was talking, I was listening.
Mm.
It was good.
What do you think of the finding Bray Wyatt segments?
It was cool. It reminded me of the Attitude Era, man.
Yeah. Like back when Austin used to go looking for
Undertaker. When Mankind was in the boiler room and he would stalk people. And
Actually,
it was cool.
It was a good throwback. It was a fun fact. It was the same arena where Undertaker and Mankind had their boiler room brawl.
So. And it was a big throwback.
It was a little bit cheesy. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, Eric Rowan on the other side of the door and... But, you know, I enjoyed
it. I think the camera angle could have been shot a little bit better.
Yeah.
Like, we saw the cameraman walking through the door to show where Ron was. If he was already on that side to see...
The cameraman's
just... Yeah, instead of... Because that way the camera's there, running, he's pretending...
No, you know right. What would have been better if Horton was walking around and all you hear is, I knew you'd come. Brother Randy.
No, he called him Randall.
Brother Randall, I knew you'd
That's
come.
What he called him.
He calls their middle name.
Oh, Keith.
Brother Keith.
Brother Keith.
I knew you'd come.
That was sexual.
Okay,
I knew you'd come.
Wow.
That was you, bro.
I knew you'd come. he's just juicy.
What were we talking about?
next time we're talking about the 8-man tag match. We had American Alpha and One Man Gore taking on Usos and The Ascension. Fuck, I even hate saying that word, The Ascension.
Yeah, that was a match. They're telling the story.
Yeah.
I liked Uso's new music and the new finisher.
Yep, yep.
Dig and the chop block and the super kick to the back the of the leg.
Yeah.
And then that cool little...
They changed it up.
Do you dig what they're wearing, though?
I don't agree with the tan chinos. I think they could have gone with black.
Yeah.
And tan boots.
Yeah, I dig
tan,
that.
Tan, like, Timberlands, if they had them. Yeah. But not
but black pants.
Black pants, not tan chinos. I'm not a big fan of that. But I
like the basketball style jerseys they're kind of wearing, like their own type. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like the street look. I just changed the color of the pants.
You know what? I hope they keep teaming with the Ascension and try and talk.
Because Sean will get excited.
But I hope they start telling the Ascension, look at us, you're with us now, you're actually getting wins.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to drop those pads and paint and come with us, and then have them dress up like
gangster. What would they be called? All four of them in one team.
Four-man crew? I don't know.
That's weird.
Job squad.
You can come up with something, like...
All right, competition. Who can come up with a name for the Usos and the Ascension as a stable?
Hey, that'd be pretty cool. It'd be something something different on SmackDown.
Hit us up on the Facebook page. Yeah, the 8-man tag match finished with the Usos Ascension winning.
Alpha are awesome. Gable's amazing, man.
Alpha are great. Naomi and Nikki Bella had a tag match. They took on Carmella Talia. Carmella and Natalia.
Carmelo.
Carmella Talia.
I like that.
That's not a word.
Carmella Talia.
No.
It's a new tag.
Shut up.
That's not a
Chow. Thing. I nearly called you Pow. Oh, fuck.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
That's not a thing.
I was like, but
it's not going to become a thing.
Hey, what do you guys think of the tag match?
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah. Bro, Naomi's entrance is the best in WWE.
If you're an acid.
She has the best entrance.
You know what? I don't really like it, but the missus loves it.
I love it, man. It's
so different. Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's the best because it's completely different.
It's probably the most unique entrance I've seen. Apart from Balor's, but...
Oh, don't forget the Nintendo one.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Naomi's is the best. Naomi's is wicked.
What do you think of Carmella as a heel, though?
It works.
It works.
It's good that she's attacking me Nikki. Off.
And then I'm thinking to myself, it's working.
Yeah. Same as Natty. Can't fucking stand her.
But I think Natty needs to change what she's wearing. She's wearing the same stuff.
She needs to wear nothing.
She's wearing the same stuff she was when she was a face. And this is what annoyed me. I'm like, they need to distinguish themselves from if they're good guy, bad guy. Change it up. If you're going to change your... How did you change what you're wearing?
I reckon she could pull off like a ice queen type fucking look. Like just badass motherfucker.
Get rid of the
like
pink.
Queen fucking like
she's
you know,
a
like
fuck
a,
off the pink king, dude.
Well, I mean the pink will always stay there because she's a heart.
I can give a shit.
But she'll never get rid of it.
Be a heart when you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the heart's been known for being bad as well.
The heart's frozen right now. There you go.
Hey, you've been watching too many Disney movies.
I'm thinking more Arrow and...
Yeah.
I was thinking more DC, but...
Killer Frost. I have kids, all right? Shut up.
Little bitch. I mean, what?
You're a dick. We had the Miz and Ziggler's epic promos.
What an epic return.
Yeah.
To the Cleveland... How?
Well, they're both from Cleveland. They're both best friends behind the scenes.
What about his photos in the ring, the fireworks?
Mrs. Dad was back!
Yeah, His dad's funny. Funny looking.
Funny looking.
Miz has been awesome, man.
He looks like the grandfather of Droopy the dog.
You look at his parents that don't even look like him.
No.
I thought they were fake parents.
Isn't one a ranger? Isn't his mum a ranger?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't care. I was too focused on fucking Maurice's tits.
Damn.
What do you guys think of the video package of him?
It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's different.
Tells a story.
It's probably true.
You know what?
That's the thing. What is so good about this is most of it's true elements.
It's true as fucking.
And the promo was fantastic. Yeah. Dolph coming out, his parents are there.
You know why?
That promo was good.
There's no Vince. Showed
real emotion.
There's no Vince there.
There's no Vince, it's great.
I hope to fuck that. Yeah,
Miz has been awesome.
Either with this, with the match that they've got on now at No Mercy, I would be thinking that either
say it properly,
No Mercy.
I would be thinking now that either because they've got this match, Ziggler's going to win. Why would they have his career on and then have him lose? Then what?
You know what?
Oh! But then there's a story coming out.
Yeah, well, the story is that Dolph Ziggler's contract's expiring soon, apparently.
Apparently.
You know what I say? Let Dolph lose. Why? I want him done.
Why?
Let him go away for 6 weeks, maybe 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the normal, you know what? That's the normal isn't it?
You know, the theory going around is that people want him to return.
He'll do a return
with his real name.
Nick Nemeth.
I don't really dig his real name. So I don't know how it's going to work, but apparently because he's got, like, you know, real accolades he can tie with his name. Maybe it's time to retire the Dolph Ziggler character and he returns as himself.
On Raw?
No, on SmackDown.
Come back on Raw in 6 months.
Maybe. There's ways around it, but I don't know.
That's what you do. If you want to retire the character, you retire on SmackDown, so you bring a whole new one on Raw.
True.
That's what I would do. Because by then,
because otherwise you're screwing the heel.
Exactly. And if you wait 6 months, three, 4 months, there's going to be another trade in between then anyway.
Dolph Ziggler to win the Rumble.
No. Nakamura's winning the Rumble, man.
Fuck Nakamura.
I'm kidding.
Are you blind?
I'm kidding. Relax. Ciao.
Nakamura's winning the Rumble.
Fantasy booking. Who wins?
The Rumble?
No. Dolph Ziggler, Miz.
Oh. I'm more excited for the Rumble now.
As much.
So you think Dolph's winning?
I want Dolph to win.
You both think Dolph?
I want Miz to win.
Yeah.
Fuck Dolph.
Makes sense for Miz to win, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably just a closet fucking Ziggler fan. That's why. Ever since he cashed in. Even before then.
Don't get me wrong. I've been a Ziggler fan all along, but like, he's been star for so long. He needs something
fresh.
Yeah.
He needs to be heel. He needs big sexy Kevin Nash as his manager.
Imagine if this is the debut of Kevin Nash. re-debut, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the debut. The 55-year-old Kevin Nash.
I've never seen this guy in my life.
Pepper girl. Pepper girl.
Well, Kevin Nash said he wants to be Dolph Ziggler's bodyguard and SmackDown.
That'd be killer.
No, he couldn't, because he couldn't walk the ring without busting his hamstrings.
He did it once, and it's became like an instant
sensation. Oh, it's been a massive rub, yeah, that he's...
But then you see Vince, he's torn two quads, and then Triple H is torn two.
Yeah.
Vince has torn another one.
Vince has torn three.
Yeah.
Vince is just old as shit.
He's been held up together by paper clips. Yeah, I
kick the shit out of you still.
Shut up. What do you guys think of Kurt Hogan? Kurt Hogan's
could not give a shit. If these vignettes were for Shelton, like they were supposed to be, that would have been wicked. Because Shelton is 10 times fucking what Kurt Hogan's is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a shit about him when he was there the first time.
I hate the fact that he's rocking up to SmackDown every week doing these things. He wrestles the pre-show match, like for the crowd, the dark match.
Yeah.
What the fuck for? Why hasn't he appeared yet?
He's
terrible.
He's exactly the same as what
he was
when
jobber
he
before he left.
Exactly. And he's just like the Jinder Mahal right now.
Oh, my God.
We were like, oh, my God, Jinder Mahal's back. That's awesome. Oh, wait, he's still the same.
We never cared about him then. We don't care about him now.
Yeah. Unless you put him back with Zack Ryder, but that's not going to happen.
And why? Major Brothers. Wouldn't you reach out to, you know, Kurt Hawkins? You know, why wouldn't you reach out to Ray or
fuck Ray.
Ricochet.
Well, he won't go to the Raw yet.
Nah,
Ricochet. But Mysterio, you know, they got Sheldon.
Mysterio is
Paul London.
Lucha man.
I know the Paul London's got a lot of heat there, but guys like that who've already been there, right? But not Kurt Hawkins and guys who've got a name behind them, you know.
Kurt Angle.
Yes. Imagine him coming back for SmackDown.
Fuck I would have, holy shit. You know, I would have made him fucking GM. Yeah. That's what I would have done. Because that way he doesn't have to fight all the time. And then he can
get physical if need be.
And then he can and then you want to do this shit with Miz and you Bryan. You want it up
for WrestleMania.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Miz and Bryan, right? There's no payoff because we can't win it, right? But if you had Kurt there,
oh my God.
Right, then you can slowly build it up and then eventually Kurt goes, no, fuck it. I'm coming out, I'm retiring, I'm gonna then you go, right?
That'd be good.
Yeah, that's what you do. But that was that. Kurt would really, I thought he would have enjoyed that role.
Oh, he would have, they just didn't offer it to him.
We ended
shit like that.
We ended SmackDown with Cena standing tall.
We don't want to talk about Becky Lynch getting attacked by.
It didn't come up. It didn't come up at all.
Well, guys, let me tell you.
On the 4-3-4,
I know, I watched it.
It didn't come up.
It was awesome, man.
Yeah, so Becky Lynch was coming out to the ring doing her little stage thing. And then out of nowhere, Alexa Bliss came from behind.
You know what? I blame Lords of Pain because I read that and they didn't have it in there. Those fucks.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Smashed her head against the floor and shit.
It was fantastic.
I did see that, though. I don't know why.
Alexa's cool, man.
Clearly, this guy didn't watch SmackDown.
No, of course I didn't watch SmackDown because I don't have the network right now.
That's watch wrestling.
So I'm the host that gets berated every time you two are together. It's great.
It's great for us.
Can we end the show now?
You've been watching wrestling for like 6 months.
Fuck off.
He's been watching Attitude Era.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he still thinks it's love.
Well, fuck you. We're finishing with that now. No,
go to the main event.
No, Becky kicks her ass.
Alexa
kicks her ass.
You don't even listen either.
Shut up, I'm going to fucking slap you, motherfucker.
So, Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch is going to be pretty good for the Women's Championship at No Mercy.
I'm going to curb stomp your ass.
No, you can't, it's illegal now.
Yeah, Vince doesn't want other kids doing it to other kids, so you guys aren't allowed.
Yeah, but you can still fucking chop block people and slap people.
Because he's picturing Shane McMahon doing it to Stephanie McMahon when they're kids.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that.
Yeah, but you know what? You can jump off a cell through a table, but you can't.
Jump off the roof. That's fine.
Yeah. Ridiculous, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
So
Alexa kicks her ass. That was cool.
Who's Alexa?
Alexa Bliss.
Oh.
We've got passes. We're
shut up! The main event. AJ beats Dean Ambrose for the title.
Oh, that was a good match.
Yeah.
You know why? Why was it a good match?
Because
AJ's fucking in it.
What did you think about it, though? It was pretty good. Do you like the spots?
Yeah, but
Brenton doesn't know what happened. So.
Yes.
So, how did John Cena stand
tall? If you can see me right now, I'm giving the dirtiest of looks.
What did John Cena do?
John Cena, well, after being attacked by...
How did he be attacked?
He got attacked because he was on commentary, so he got attacked by AJ Styles after he threw Ambrose back into the ring, and then he comes in and Ambrose tries to get the pin. Cena stands up on the rope and then somehow fucking AJ kicks out. Ambrose goes and gets some of John Cena, knocks him down, and then Styles comes in. Bah, bah, fucking wow. Blah, blah, fucking blah. AJ wins and then Cena comes in and gives them an FU fucking attitude adjustment to both of them.
It's close, but...
I saw the highlights, all right?
So Ambrose got distracted. AJ rolled him up for a quick pin, got out of there. Cena and Ambrose had a little stare down, a little argument. Next thing, he took him out. Then AJ came back in the ring. Cena took him out. Then he stood tall. Be close. I'm impressed he looked...
After AJ tried to start...
I'm impressed he looked at the highlights, the video package.
Yeah,
at least he... Went on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Exactly, because you know.
You even have the network. You don't, do you?
Yeah, I do. I just don't really watch it that much. Come on, I'm a busy man. Not really. I'm fucking tragic. All right. That's done for that.
Hey, good episode of SmackDown, though. I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's the A show for sure. Definitely. Like, I don't see Raw unless they do something huge each week. Because we've got so much... So expectations of Raw are so high right now.
Yep.
And when they're roster... you know what? The expectations aren't that high. The show's just that shit.
The roster.
We're not asking for much.
But we are. We're expecting it to be something that's going to be amazing each week because they've got the talent. They've got the stars. We want to see more stories, but it doesn't fucking happen.
Look at SmackDown. They don't have the talent like Raw has yet.
Because they're putting the story into it.
Yeah, they're women.
Raw needs to do that. Just go back to the fundamentals, the simple things.
Every woman is in a storyline on something.
That's amazing.
Right?
Who would have thought?
The women's division.
There's no squash matches.
Then you got women on Raw, half of them aren't even on TV.
I know, right? It's ridiculous. So you reckon... Charlotte and Sasha, Hell in a Cell.
That'd be interesting.
It'll never happen, I know that, but how cool would that be?
Would...
As the main event.
Maybe it's still Cage, but the...
No, Hell in a Cell. With, it's called Hell in a Cell. You always have two matches on there, that Hell in a Cell,
They might sway it.
Because if Seth is still sore, then obviously you put him in a tag team with Jericho against...
Cass.
Yes, right. Or with Seth and whoever he picks, right? That's what you do.
True. Kevin Owens doesn't need to defend the title all the time.
He doesn't, right? And that way you can have the women main event a pay-per-view. You can have Sasha and Charlotte inside a cell. And that way you give them like 35 minutes inside a cell. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. That's what you would do. And you could... You don't have to finish on the world title on these pay-per-views because 19 new fucking pay-per-views. You don't need to change them defending every single one.
That's a lot of pay-per-views.
Exactly. There's one every 2 weeks, man. You don't need the champion to defend him to everyone. You can have other storylines that do matter. To main event. Mm. That's just what I think, man. They're changing the world. You know, these women are doing their own thing. So why not the first ever Hell in a Cell match?
Why the fuck
or
not?
First ever Money in the Bank women. Or, you know.
So I'd pay money to see that. Charlotte and Becky. Sasha.
Doesn't what? Wrong show, man. Fuck. he doesn't watch it.
He has no idea.
He has no idea.
The host of the most.
The host of the most.
I see boobs. I hit like. That's about it.
God damn it, Chris.
Oh, what happened to the women's revolution?
Yeah.
God damn.
Empowerment. Oh, Ronda Rousey.
It stopped when Trish left, all right? Boxer's stamp is now.
I don't know how much his stamp's worth.
Not a fucking lot right now. After getting put out by you used to, fucks.
5 cents stamp.
5 cents stamp, that's all I'm worth, you assholes. I want to talk about heels in the company right now and where they are and why they're so good. Obviously, Raw, you've got Kevin Owens. He's the Universal Champion. And you've got AJ Styles as the top heel at the moment on SmackDown, who's a WWE Champion. It's been a while since we've had two heels as the top champions. Or a heel as a champion for so long.
Yeah, well, usually there's heels as the world champion.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had Rollins for a while, and then Reigns was...
like a year and a half.
Yeah, like... Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, all heels.
You might want to reword that. There's always a heel champion.
Yeah, but I'm talking about how there's two champions. You know, I mean, I know it's been a long time since we've had two champions at once. When you go back to the old school, when it was in, you know, Triple H was the world heavyweight champion, and I don't know, I think
Edge was the SmackDown champion.
Edge was the SmackDown champion, you know, that sort of thing. It's been a long time since then, so that's really, really cool.
Heels again. I'm sorry.
Well, they are. They're all heels. All,
yeah, I know.
Mainly apart from Roman Reigns, all the.
He gets treated like a heel by the crowd.
Apart from Roman Reigns and New Day, everyone else is all heels as champion. Charlotte's the heel. And they do that so well, man. Like, it's...
Well, Rhino and Slater are not heels.
I'm talking about Raw, bro. I'm talking about Raw at the moment.
Becky's a...
But you mentioned AJ Styles World Champ, like...
Yeah.
You can't cross half of them.
I was just talking about... I just said, apart from Reigns and New Day, I was talking about the Raw part there. If I said...
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not that stupid. I'm stupid tonight. I'm not that stupid.
You know what I mean, Charles?
Yeah. This motherfucker's gone nuts. So what is your question?
Fuck the boxing stamp, alright? We'll do it next week.
There's no heels. You know, there's no heels in the company. Charlotte's the biggest heel in the company.
And Miz.
And Stephanie, right? There's no... Yeah, but people still cheer Miz. Do you know how hard it is? Oh yeah, Miz is... Well, Miz and Charlotte...
Reigns gets heel heat, exactly. But he's not a heel.
There's no... Right?
AJ Styles is a heel.
He's not a heel.
But he's not. He's a...
Same as Owens, mate.
The fans treat them like faces, basically.
You know how hard it is to be a heel in this day and age? Because there's so much
behind the scenes. As soon as you're a bad guy, you're suddenly cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool to be a bad guy now. That's why it's so hard. That's like KO even said on Jericho's podcast that he just did. He said, I try so hard to piss people, but everyone just, they continue to cheer him because he's, it's cool to fucking
You're right, though. Charlotte is the...
Charlotte and The Miz are the biggest, right?
But
and
Stephanie is the biggest.
And Steph. Overall. Right? But Charlotte is... And she's... Her match was... She's been awesome.
Mm.
She's been awesome. But yeah, there's no...
We're fixing his stamp.
We're fixing
Well, this stamp. Is what I actually wanted, was you know what? It's to discuss it.
Now, there's so much access to who these people are. So you see...
But then, like, you see...
You know who Kevin Steen is, right? So you've seen him grow up, right?
And you know that... How can you hate him? He's just supporting his family.
Exactly.
But then you see Charlotte on social media and stuff. She's posing with sick kids. She's smiling. Yeah. She's giving them the title. It's so totally different from who she is on the screen.
Yeah.
Which is crap.
Yeah.
I want to see total...
Exactly. It's like Jericho won't take photos...
With fans.
With fans when he's on a wrestling tour when while he's a heel.
Mm.
Because he won't. And you know Jericho, there's no merch of Jericho.
There's only one.
Whoa, he took it off.
There is one. There is one.
He was. Well, he didn't want it on there.
He didn't want. He doesn't want anyone having.
Drink it in, man.
Yeah, he's got that one. But yeah. He doesn't want anyone having like stupid idiot.
He didn't want.
Yeah.
I know. He's always said that
because he's a heel.
But then they brought it out. So yeah. I'm just like maybe WWE have been tying his arms up.
Of course they have been, man. Right. This is the best Jericho I've ever seen. Right.
I was surprised when his shirt came out because I was like, wow, he doesn't like having
merch. No, he doesn't. Not when he's a heel. And that's why he wanted to take photos, right? Mm. And then he was saying, but with the internet, man, you can see where they've come from. And like following Kevin Owens, right? You've seen where he's come from. Same as AJ. Why do you think AJ is so over? Because everyone knew who AJ was, right?
And he's a family man.
Exactly. And he's a Christian. But he acts like the biggest dick on screen.
But then you see Roman Reigns like, nah, fuck this guy.
Because he was a footballer.
Yeah.
In the fucking Canadian League.
He's always a jock.
Exactly.
In the Canadian League, where tackling is barely legal in the Canadian League. Because they're so polite.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. So sorry.
I hit you.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Just help you up.
That's why...
What are you talking about?
Would you like a bowl?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. But, you know, he never grew up.
Blame Canada.
And you can tell. He's just... He had one of the matches of the year. Who was it with? AJ Styles,
mm-hmm.
because AJ Styles is the best in the world and carried Reigns through all
and
that,
the year before,
that whole feud.
Who did you have the best match with? Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Why? Because he has been 20 years in the making. Not like Reigns, who was giving it to him because of its...
Bloodline.
Yeah, you can really tell, man. And like, that's why these heels are trying to be... they just can't be heels because everyone knows who they are and how awesome they are at what they fucking do.
Rusev is a fantastic heel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lana's a great heel too.
Just... Oh,
Rusev is great.
Stupid American.
But even with Rusev, you know what he's doing.
Yeah, right? He's doing it well.
Yeah, he's doing it well, right? So you know what he's doing. So it's hard, but you haven't had...
And you know he works his ass off.
Yeah. But they're like, I've never had since...
And a translator.
You know, I've never hated since Vicky left. I haven't hated someone as much. I've never had... No, I mean, since Vicky Guerrero has left, I've never hated anyone as much as what I hated Vicky Guerrero.
Until now?
I've never had...
That's what I'm saying. Until now.
No, yeah, I still haven't...
Well, you haven't replaced
her. I still haven't replaced her. I fucking hated Vicky Rose so much.
Yeah, I used to fast forward.
I used to fucking mute... she fucking... I wanted to kill her every time she was on there.
Eddie would be proud, though.
Oh, but hell no, yeah.
I find it gets to a point where like, when they're that bad when you want to switch off. I think that's bad. Because it wasn't... It was just annoying. Like, I don't need to listen to you. Yeah, I have the power to stop this.
Reigns talks.
Yeah, like I can skip you. Like I'm going to cut you out if you bore me that much.
Yeah.
Or you shit me. I'm going to get rid of you. Delete.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you see. And then Eva,
can be a good heel and be hated by the crowd, but still be, you know, obviously enjoyable.
See, Eva is a great heel because... People
I'm annoyed at her, but I watch her.
Yeah, you know why? Apart from the fact that she's fucking hot as fuck, people will still watch her because they want to know what she's going to do. Whether if she's going to do anything. If this whole fucking bravado, her coming out with the, you know, the Michael Buffer entrance and all that sort of shit, like, it's got her so much heat that she just is like, you know what, fuck it, I'll roll with it. And she does it well. I can't wait for her to come back. And you know what? I reckon Eva's going to come back at No Mercy. She's going to come back at No Mercy.
Mm.
And
well, she's filming a movie right now with Nicolas Cage.
She's going to come back at No Mercy to be added right at the end of the Alexa Bliss Becky Lynch match. And she'll come in and just pin one of them and win without even doing anything.
She can't yet. She's still got black hair.
She's that'll filming. Change her. She changes her hair like every fucking
no,
five
well,
hours.
She can't do that all red everything if she's on.
Yeah.
Because she's still doing that.
I can't see the face general manager or face authority figure, Shane, whatever he's being called now. I can't see them just randomly putting...
So are they setting up for Mick and Triple H?
I wish.
To fight?
No, they're going to do Trips and,
do you reckon
and
they will?
Seth.
That'd be awesome.
Well, Mick's got to be there because if they're edging out Mick, to take power again.
But Mick won't wrestle again.
You don't know. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. He's lost a lot of weight, but his knees and his backs are fucked. There's
yeah,
no
but
way.
It's not like he's wrestling all the time.
He I think he struggled to get through WrestleMania fucking 20.
No, he said he was in the best he's in the best shape of his life at that Mania.
At 20, was it 21 or 22? 20 when he teamed up with The Rock against Evolution.
22.
I think it was 22.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about.
No, 22 he faced Edge.
Okay, then 21. The Rock, Evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Rock on top.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's fought up since then as well.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I just don't see him, I mean, the way he's walking around, everything. I just don't see him getting back in an actual match. Maybe.
But he's walled like that for years, man.
Yeah. It seems like it's getting.
When he was in the army. That's when it happened.
Who knows? I'd be surprised if he gets in. If he gets in another match.
Well, it makes sense why he would, because why would you set up... I reckon that's why they got Mick Foley back as well. Because he's someone who that could go at some point. Can fight. I don't see why... That's why I don't get the Daniel Bryan thing, but it's... Because Triple H can come back and feud with Mick and Seth. And then
and they don't need to have the best match. They can have some bells and whistles with some weapons and...
Yeah, and have no running, DQ, run-ins. So you can have run-ins, right? You have Mankind against...
They can just do all, you know, all the glitz and glamour and it'll be like, everyone's be on their feet.
Be like Sting and Triple H. And whoever's DX, right? Because that Sting wants to come back.
I don't know if he will.
Well,
it's up to WWE, not him.
That covers the Pow and Chow stamp.
good stamp.
Because it was a good stamp.
That was an expensive stamp.
That was an expensive stamp. See,
done. But it does cross references to something that we're going to talk about now, which is in the rumor mill, and that's you mentioned Sting and you mentioned Foley. Last time Foley wrestled properly was in TNA. WWE might be buying TNA. Tell us about it, pal.
Well, there's not much to say.
Vince was just asked by a fan at a at a meeting.
Yeah.
At a conference call.
At a conference call because they invite fans in to see how the company's run, and we got to ask questions. And
fan asked, please save the company.
Yep. He said there's a little company down south, and I think it's time you buy it. And Vince kind of went, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he brushed up, but he kind of acknowledged who they were and all that. They're so much in the hole.
Oh,
it's
they are.
Embarrassing.
They are not bound for glory.
I think the company's worth about $5 million, if I'm correct. I was hearing on a couple other podcasts, about $5 million. But they also owe money. So when you buy the company, you got to pay the debt off as well. Yeah. So, it's not looking good.
And they want to sell, try to sell the company for $5 million. And no company, no one's in the world's going to buy
it. No one's going to buy a company for $5 million when you got to pay basically all the outstanding debt.
When
there's more debt.
Billy Corgan is paying him with his personal, especially Punkin's cash.
Yep.
So they perform.
And Billy Corgan's only got $50 million, his net value. I checked that out today.
Yeah. That's why the Punkin's are reuniting as well, and they're doing a world tour.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're going to take TNA with them. As the opener.
Because he's hemorrhaging his own funds to keep it running.
Yeah.
But what it looks like, they might not even be able to run Bound for Glory this weekend.
Mm.
Unless Vince buys it.
Yes.
Which means... Because isn't he trying to buy the video collection?
That's all he should buy, right? He'll just buy the video collection.
Yes, but then Billy Corgan wants to keep everything else, but then he wants to relabel everything. I think by then you've just buried your company completely. I don't understand why he doesn't just leave. Make his own company.
TNA's dead in the water. There's no...
He can just start up a new company. I don't understand why he doesn't do that.
There's no...
My take on their crap.
Yeah.
There's... That's... The only reason Vince would buy it is for the back catalogue, right?
Because a couple of wrestlers.
Well, and because he can... Because him, all his wrestlers now all came from fucking TNA. All these big stars,
that'd
right?
Be great. It would be great videos on the library. You can do DVD packages later on.
Imagine having all the wrestling that you could ever want right on the network.
Because anything that's worth right now is just the library. that's it. And that's only valued at $2 million.
Exactly. And the only thing holding that company together
is paper clips.
Yep, and fucking broken mat. That's the only thing.
Because the office is only a couple of desks, unsold merchandise.
Yeah, they had to move it.
Two computers.
Yeah.
And that's all they have.
Do you think it's kind of
one wrestling ring apparently?
Yeah.
Do you think it's nothing? As soon as Jeff Jarrett kind of made his way out, it was downhill from there.
It was downhill.
Was it downhill when they decided to bring Hogan and Bischoff in?
No, it went downhill after they bought after
Power needs to go for a piss, so we're gonna talk, Chow.
Yeah, you guys discuss.
Yeah, it changed after they went, because they were the NWA.
Yeah.
And then they went back, and that's when they, like, the heyday, and it was the Impact.
Oh, and you remember Unbreakable, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking loved all that TNA stuff.
Yeah, because that was
who I talked about last week, Elix Skipper, and you know, Triple X with Senshi and freaking America's Most Wanted, all them. Like, that's the type of stuff that I reckon that, you know, the video collection is what'll be awesome to see.
Yeah, and like AJ, his best matches, were in TNA. Some of Sting's best matches ever were in TNA.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Man of the Mafia were awesome in that. And like, at one time, you had everyone who was like, you had the biggest stars in the world.
Booker T, RVD.
Yeah, it's Steiner.
Christian Cage.
Hulk, right? You had Randy was there at one point. You had
Randy Savage,
The LOD was there at one point. Everyone was there, man.
They've let so many people slip through their fingers. You guys know Seth Rollins had one match there and he was a jobber.
Yeah, and so did Punk.
Punk there. They've had everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A game changer would have been Chris Jericho going there. Imagine if he... Because remember he had a bad time with WWE. Yeah. If he went to TNA...
It was at its height when Angle came over.
Yeah, he didn't change the needle completely, but like...
He shook it.
But yeah. King Jerry Lawler, if he went there after he left the second
time...
She
should have got... Dixie Carter should have fired JR. And she fucked up with that.
Yeah.
You know what she said? She didn't think he was worth what he wanted. She's like, she offered him like way less.
Mm.
And I think that was a big mistake.
And New Japan went, all right then, we'll take him. So now he's with New Japan.
Yeah.
Morrow would have been worse. Yeah, and they could have scouted.
They had the best
Renee, talent. Or they could have all these guys, man, that they could have. And they just didn't.
But you know what? If they want to be sold WWE, I'm going to enjoy watching half those matches on the network.
Well, you know what we're doing now?
Do you think they'll do another invasion angle?
No,
but do it better.
No, if they do an invasion, it'll be from
NXT only.
Yeah,
and that's the only way they'll do it.
Yeah, it'll be Triple H coming out. I tell you what, man, if.
Because that's the level they're on at the moment. They're not even compete with Raw, SmackDown.
The second biggest company in the world is New Japan.
Mm.
Not even in the top five, man. Because you think
Pro Wrestling WWE
is probably number five,
right? Nah, man, because you got Evolve and shit as well. Evolve's bigger than
not many people can watch them. No, you can't watch Evolve.
So. You can watch it on the Fight app.
Yeah.
ROH is huge, of course.
It
is.
ROH.
So ROH. It's obviously Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
I'm talking brands, man.
Okay.
WWE, right?
Yeah.
New Japan, Ring of Honor. You got PWG and
watch that though. Any DVDs?
Lucha is bigger than
I'll take TNA. Lucha. I'll put Lucha
Underground is bigger than TNA.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Fucking oath it is, man. PWG. Oh, Bronzy. I pre-ordered Bowler.
$60
Three DVDs. So when I get them, we'll do it. Mm. Whole thing, man. 3 days because apparently that was.
That'd be awesome.
That's Cody Rhodes in there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was like the WrestleMania of the independents.
Yeah, yeah.
The best wrestlers who were not wrestling WWE were all there.
I heard it was fantastic.
Yeah. Fucking everyone was there, man.
That'd be good to watch.
Yeah. And Sabre Jr. lost, and he's the champion there. He lost in one of his,
Holy crap.
He's the PWE champion.
You wrote down on here, Chow, Triple H wants broken Matt Hardy. Do tell.
Yes,
there's been a massive...
Tell me, Brother Tyson.
Incline, because Hardy's contract is coming up soon.
Yeah.
And there's been massive... Because broken Matt, this whole thing is... It's the biggest thing in wrestling. It's huge.
They've actually got Raw crowds chanting delete.
Delete. It's the only thing keeping TNA a fucking afloat.
If they didn't have...
Broken Matt and Broken Nero.
That company would have gone by now. Because people are tuning into TNA.
You know what saved them? The final deletion. Save them. Save them, right? And everyone's seen it. All the rest, all WWE wrestlers, they did viewings all day.
They've all talked about it.
And they were like, what the fuck is this?
KO said on Sam Roberts' podcast, right? No shit. They just played it on a loop. And they did just like viewing sessions, and all of them would come and we watch it and then talk about it, and then they just do viewings of it. And everyone said, Adam Cole watched it, he commented on everybody, man.
Triple H watched it, he loved it. Same fought, Vince.
They just fought at,
it's so wacky enough that it works.
Yeah. They just fought at House of Hardcore, Tommy Dreamer's against Bullet Club, wasn't it? Was it against Bullet Club?
No, it was Tommy Dreamer. No, it was
Bubba Ray. No, Bubba Ray showed up.
No, it was Tommy Dreamer versus Matt Hardy.
Versus Broken Matt, yeah.
Yeah, and then you had Raven come back.
Yeah, they all came back. Rhino was there as well.
Yeah, they all came back. Bully Ray came back. It was the last one to come out.
Yeah.
But they had Terry Funk, had everyone.
Yeah, all rocked up.
The match was fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope they recorded. I would love to watch it.
Oh, hell yeah, man. So yeah, I tell you, if I was Triple H, I'd be... But the only thing is he's going to have full control of his character. Mm. 100%. Otherwise,
I honestly think Triple H would let him.
It's not you, man. It's Vince.
I think they'd be able to work out a way.
You have to, man, because...
I think the writers
will... Matt Hardy never dies, all right?
You couldn't know, because that's the only thing. He's broken
But
thing.
Do you bring Jeff with him?
Hell yeah. Mm. You bring all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Senior Benjamin, you bring all of them, right?
Even
Decay.
Yeah, King Maxwell, everybody. Bring all them, right?
True, I think they're an ensemble cast. You need them all.
Yeah, bring them all. Brother, because his Brother Nero stuff works, man.
Brother Nero.
And if you bring him in as a face, and you just let him take over the comedy, like what the way when White's on the Shield, when the Shield used to run through.
Can you imagine the New Day versus Broken Matt?
Oh, yeah. That's what you know, that's what you would do. And
I'd have him go to SmackDown.
I'd have him not...
Because it's the A-show.
No, I'd have him not have a fucking... Don't have a show.
Oh, they just...
They just rock up whenever they want. And just take out whoever they want. That's what I... And that's
how you... And then you got the broken Matt Hardy family, the House Hardy, taking on someone...
And I'd love to see those... Yeah. They're crazy videos at home, but like WWE style.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
can you imagine EC3 in WWE again?
No. Not really a fan.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, EC3 is awesome.
I'm just not a fan.
Oh, I'm not, but hell yeah.
Or McIntyre.
I think he would go back because the money. I think there'd be about 5 or 6 guys they want to sign. Everyone else would just...
I know Trips is high on EC3. And has been ever since he made himself a name in TNA. Same as Drew McIntyre. He's a big dude. And he's improved heaps. Whether or not
easily reopen the door for him,
they would have to. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it right. They can't use Bobby Lashley.
Take Bobby Lashley. I'd take.
Yeah, but what would Bobby do?
James Storm back.
Yeah, what would Bobby do? James Storm
straight down NXT.
Yeah, I'd take him.
I'd take Moose.
Well, James Storm.
Yeah.
James Storm. Well,
Moose was going there.
Yeah. James Storm's not even in the company. He quit.
Yeah, he's a freak.
WWE won't take Moose due to his assault charges.
Yeah, because
That's why
it all fell out. Because when they did the background check on him, that's when it all fell to shit.
Yeah, which sucks.
Don't hit your woman.
Yeah, well, we're black. That's what they do over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's honestly, man.
Got to keep the pimp hands strong.
They just release everybody else and let them go do their own thing.
That's sad.
That's what I would do, man, because you just...
Yeah.
And NXT needs a big new wave of talent.
So. They're not doing too great at the moment.
I'd bring in buddy Taya from Lucha.
Oh, yeah. Well, bring back John Morrison.
Oh, hell yeah.
Johnny Mundo.
Morrison already reached out. He wants to... come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I think he's wrapping up his time up in Lucha anyway.
Same as what Ricochet did.
Ricochet is pretty much...
But then Lucha are clever because they know these guys are going. So they brought in like Paul London and Hong Top Man, right? And they brought all these other guys in for the all new seasons because these are...
They know those guys are leaving. Yeah.
Leaving. I'll do it. Pentagon.
Can you imagine
hell
if,
yeah.
Can you imagine if Cage came over?
Yeah. Cage is cool as shit, man.
Cage is awesome.
Yeah, Cage is really good.
My times will come out. What's his name? He was with the WWE first.
Joe or whatever.
Yeah, Jeb or what his name was.
Mr. Olympia.
Yeah, and he's huge, man. And he's he was with WWE, and WWE said that you were too small. So then, you've seen Matanza, the massive...
Yeah, Matanza, yeah.
Yeah, so now...
Heart-wise...
Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, that's Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb, yeah. He was with him. Heart-wise,
yeah, he's pretty small. He's only like 5'10".
But now... But no, but he wasn't Jack. Yeah, now he's huge, and he's...
Are you talking about Son of Havoc?
No.
No.
Matanza.
Yeah. Sorry.
The monster, the guy who eats everybody.
Yeah. Oh, that finish is deadly. Where he fucking picks
The Wrath of the Gods.
Yeah, the Wrath of the Gods, man. That's awesome.
Was that? Did you watch a couple of weeks ago Ray versus Pentagon? Do you know how Ray beat him?
Good.
With a Canadian destroyer. Ray beat Pentagon. Off the top rope, man.
Fuck off.
Yeah. It was amazing. That's how he beat him. Yeah.
All right, everyone right now needs to YouTube and fucking Google that shit.
Yeah. Ray versus Pentagon.
After you finish listening to us.
He's Pentagon Dark now.
Yeah,
because he killed Vampiro as well.
Again.
Yeah.
You can do what you
can
do.
Yeah. Mm. So Vampiro's died. Same as Mil has died. Mil Motors has died so many times.
Lucha's great.
Lucha's weak. I'll watch it today.
I'm just waiting for the whole season. I'm going to binge watch it.
You just gonna watch
binge watch it?
Binge watch it.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Binge watch.
Binge watch.
I'm gonna binge watch.
You gotta
binge
watch. Lucha's the bomb, man.
Yeah, Lucha's.
Benoit's return imminent.
just a bag of dust.
God damn me.
Oh wow.
Talking about Benoit.
Yeah.
Gotta ask Lucifer if we can borrow his soul for a little while.
All right, so WWE, should they or should they not buy TNA?
Yeah, buy
TNA as a whole, or TNA is just the library?
No, because it all comes with...
Buy it as a whole.
Buy
Wait, if they can buy just the library, awesome for them, but...
Nah, they would never sell the Judge as the library, man. You buy the whole company, and then you crush it down, and then you just take the...
You might as well close the doors on it.
That's exactly what you do.
Take the people you want, if you like...
But then would the WWE be overcrowded?
No, because they need stars, man. They need people bad.
NXT got
Raw struggling. Man. SmackDown.
There's no depth.
SmackDown could probably do with like another three, maybe, people.
Shelton would have been great.
Who goes to Raw? Who goes to SmackDown on TNA?
I'd go Brother Matt. Not Brother Matt. Yeah. Brother Nero, Broken Matt Hardy.
I'd say Raw just
to
because
because
it's 3 hours. That's
the only you're taking a Raw. Oh wait, if I had my way, I'd have him switch him in between.
Yeah,
right. See, I would.
But let's say that's not possible.
You take Decay.
I put Decay on SmackDown. Yeah.
So you take Abyss and all that, right? Crazy Steve. So you take them.
Yeah.
So that's six.
Although the best. I don't know because
I would prefer seeing Broken Matt Hardy in the House Hardy take on the Wyatts on SmackDown. That would be sick.
You know what? I agree. That would probably be a better transition for them right now.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of going to the main picture of Raw.
Yeah, all right.
Because they get lost.
So we send the Hardy family to SmackDown. Let's write this down.
Yeah.
Hardy SmackDown to family.
Pen? SmackDown.
It's all right. SD.
I know how to write, dickhead.
SmackDown is SmackCK.
SmackDown.
Live.
D-O-N-G.
SmackDown.
SmackDown Live.
SmackDown Live. All you
live from Tijuana. SmackDown.
I am Funaki.
Oh, did you Clash of Champions when they did the Japanese guy?
I love
and
that.
And he was like, oh, la, la, la. I'm like, yes. Funaki, number one, SmackDown. And his partner.
So you send the Hardy family to SmackDown?
Yeah.
The
Decay.
I reckon Decay to SmackDown or Raw. Let's send the Decay to Raw because of like New Day.
Yeah.
Something that dark feuding with something like.
We already tried to have like New Day versus the Whites and that didn't pan out too well.
Oh no!
I liked it, but it didn't last.
Because the brand split happened.
Yeah.
Because Woods was turning. They were going to turn. He was going to become a white member. That's how you broke him up into the tag team champions level.
Yeah.
And then they tried to have this fucking thing, right?
Bobby Lashley.
Why did I write New Day? Idiot.
NXT.
Agreed.
NXT. Bobby Lashley for NXT. Oh, wow, yeah. Big call. Oh, because then he could take on Shinsuke, Samoa.
I reckon he'd be better suited, though.
Yeah.
Because he'd still get good.
You'd Gail Kim down there as well.
She's gone, isn't she?
Gal Kim's still there.
Yeah, Gal Kim's still there.
I'd take
Gal Kim to NXT.
Yeah.
Maria and Mike Bennett.
To Raw.
Yep, absolutely.
Because you got obviously.
Where's Victoria?
She's gone.
So we don't even know who's on fucking TNA anymore.
No. And you can't even check their site because it's not updated.
No, it's all.
I'd take EC3 to SmackDown.
Do take EC3.
Yeah.
And put.
Okay, I'm gonna send James Storm NXT.
Yeah.
James Storm.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre to NXT as well, I reckon.
Yeah.
So that's a fair amount.
Yeah. But then there's a lot of
there's
shit.
There's still some other guys.
Yeah. There's
who's that guy that's...
Oh, get rid of fucking Grado. He's not coming over.
Grado, no. He's fucked
fucking
up.
Fucking idiot.
Who's that guy that says some... Yeah, dummy.
Dummy, yeah.
Yeah. Who's
that
guy?
That's Mike and Mark Bennett, isn't it?
Nah.
Mark Bennett says dummy, yeah.
That's a different person.
AC3?
Nah, it's a different person. He's like an older looking guy.
Oh, they always talk about him.
Yeah, I can't think of his
dummy,
name.
Dummy, yeah.
Yeah, dummy, yeah.
Dummy, yeah, I'll Google it.
Google that shit.
Dummy, he's got a button he presses.
Yeah,
and it's dummy, yeah.
He's got his own segment of dummy or something.
Was is he Festus's fucking cousin?
No, this guy's pretty big, like...
Oh, is it?
I can't think of his name.
It is EC3, no, it's not EC3.
Nah, it's not.
Is it not?
He's got short hair, he's getting a bit old, but he's...
Dummy, yeah.
We've clearly not prepared for this.
No, but you know what? Fuck it. It's our podcast. We do whatever the fuck we want. If you enjoy listening to us.
If you're still listening.
If you're still listening. If you haven't turned off by now.
Eli Drake.
That's the one.
Eli Drake.
Where Dummy, would he go? Yeah. Where would he go?
Where would we put Eli Drake? Raw. Just put him on Raw.
Yeah, just put him on Raw.
Okay, what about Aaron Rex? Fucking worst name in history.
Bring back Sandow. Absolutely.
Sandow to SmackDown.
Bring back Cody as well. Cody.
Cody, oh. Don't give him back his road.
just
I feel bad for Cody. Imagine if he doesn't even get to debut.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would suck. Who have you got? Eli Drake, wasn't it? Yeah. All right, so let's look at this then. Fucking... What we got?
I think that
should be enough for now anyways. Like, you've got Broken Mac Hardy, Brother Nero... You've got,
trying to get the soundbite.
Sorry, you got Broken Matt Hardy, Brother Nero, EC3, Sandow, and Cody Rhodes on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Raw, you'd add Decay, Maria, Mike Bennett, and Eli Drake. And then NXT, Bobby Lashley, Gal Kim, Drew McIntyre, and James Storm.
And
can you imagine...
there's probably a couple others.
There's a couple of others.
Yeah, still moose.
Send them all to NXT.
Yeah, and just do the rest
there. Not all of them, but some. And other people can just... Goodbye, so sad.
DJ Z as well.
Oh,
Al Snow's there as well.
DJ Z would be awesome in the Cruiserweights.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Bram's there as well.
Yeah, but Bram used to be Charlotte's boyfriend. I don't think that would work.
Nah, he won't even...
Hurricane's there.
He wouldn't get hired because of a domestic...
Yeah.
As well.
Hurricane, big cool guy.
Fuck Hurricane.
Robbie E as well. Rockstar Spider's there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and fucking...
You're just going through the roster on Google.
Brodus Clay.
Oh, fuck Brodus Clay.
Nah, see, we don't need enough of these guys.
Alright, we've got enough. They go to the indies. We've got to evolve. Ring of Honor.
Yeah, look, a Ring of Honor could pick up some nice talent.
Exactly.
Because they'll use them differently. You know, Ring of Honor can pick up the others.
Adam Cole, baby! Imagine if Dalton Castle was in WWE.
Oh,
dude, I tell you what, you know who's a world? Epic. You know who a WWE world champion is? Adam Cole. I'm calling him right now.
He'll be in
WWE. He'll be a fucking WWE champion. I guarantee you. He's only 26, man, and he's fucking incredible. And he's the leader of the Bullet Club.
And he's pretty banged up as well. That's the only bad part.
Mm. Yeah, but give him time off, man. It's just because he's doing that stupid shit he's doing because he's in the indies.
No.
So they do all those crazy moves.
He needs to slow down.
Exactly. And, you know, he's running between three different...
Companies
now.
All right. That's it for the rumor mill, because we could probably talk about this for the next 3 hours. But what I want to actually try and do now is I'm going to finish off on this week's...
Stupid idiot!
...of the week.
Oh, my. Who could it be?
I'm actually probably going to bore you both right now.
Oh, no.
More Seth Rollins.
No. No more Seth Rollins for now. You guys don't really play WWE Supercard, do you?
No, he's boring me.
Isn't that app game?
It is.
Why?
No one plays it.
You would be surprised how many people play
it. No, you're all losers.
Agreed.
I want to tell you a story why this card is a stupid idiot, okay? They have this thing called Money in the Bank, right? And it's a pretty good pay-per-view, right? But it's like a little event that they have that runs for 35 days. It's a card game. You level up by trading in cards and training them up. All this, it's hard to explain in a podcast. Hey,
how do you train cards?
By sit, boo-boo, sit. Earning
good card.
Good Seth Rollins fetch. Card.
Just throw your phone. Come back. Oh, he didn't come back. Bad phone.
Goddamn, screen's broken.
Goddamn.
Sorry.
Continue.
We're making fun of a boring situation.
It's good. I'm glad you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. Yeah, they had this... It runs for 40 days, right? The first one they brought out, the top highest cards were Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, right?
Typical.
They had the highest power, speed, charisma, and toughness. Almost.
Who was stronger? Reigns.
Yeah.
Spread the girl.
Reigns. Actually, no. Spread the girl. Actually, no. Rollins was.
Ooh, that's a filthy lie.
So what basically happens is that you... Every game that you play, you take off, like you lose a life basically, and you've got to earn them back over an hour. And you get over 3 hours, you get full usage to the game again. You get max points you can get is 20 points, and it gets doubled if you do that. All right, to the end, you get 40 points. The way they did it, and they fucked it up big time, was they made it so easy for everyone, and who's anyone, to get Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns' card. And then pro him. And when I mean pro him, basically what it means is you get the exact same card twice, train them up to their max power, and then fuse them together. Mm-hmm. That becomes a pro card, which makes them even fucking stronger. They did that for 40, I think it was 40 days, and almost fucking everyone got this card. Now it's impossible to play the game without someone having at least one or two of these fucking cards. And it's fucking bullshit because I play so fucking much... And I get so my ass whipped. Why don't I have them? Because I didn't.
Everyone else got them.
You know why everyone else got them? Because they wasted their fucking money. A lot of people buy, and this is how the WWE makes most of their fucking money, apart from, you know, obviously the usual shit. People will spend $30 a fucking week on this game. No shit. Some of the guys in the 434 page, like they have their, we have a team, 434 team. Some of the guys in there, and they're really good guys, but. They waste their money on it, man. Like, I mean, yeah, they might have earned it and they can do whatever they want with their money, but they fucking... It's so much money gone. I think I've spent probably about nearly $400 on this game over the course of 3 years.
So you're an idiot as well.
Yeah. I'm a stupid idiot as well, but I'm blaming them.
Press the button.
Yeah.
Press the button.
Yeah.
Press it.
Okay, I'll press the button because, you know, I guess...
It's about you.
Today I am...
Stupid idiot!
Yes.
Thank you, Jericho.
I think we just fuck turn that around. Yeah, look, I love this game because it gives me something to do, and a lot of other people out there do play this game. I know you used to, don't you guys think it's stupid?
Well, the pal's got some advice.
Okay, pal.
Delete the fucking app.
No way.
It doesn't sound fun. It sounds like it costs money. Whatever happened to the day where games were you get rewarded from your experience? Now it's like any motherfucker, yeah. If you can pay...
Remember card games? You used to actually have to go out and buy the cards.
Well, that's why I'm still playing the game because, even though I've spent over a course of period of time, like I'd buy $2 here, $2 there, it's fuck all at the time. I wouldn't spend $30, $50 at a time because that's ridiculous.
Doesn't like, have $30,
$40, $50. Yeah, I know, my broke ass motherfucker.
That's why.
Shut up, you're on the doll.
Yes, he's on a doll.
On a Barbie doll. A Barbie doll. Blow up doll.
In a Barbie world.
Ah, fucking.
Plastic.
I may spend some money.
You can brush your hair.
I'm dressed.
Oh, wow. This podcast is going to shit, I swear.
It's your stupid story about a card game that no one plays.
Four Indians. <Yeah. laughs> I would like to know the stats of people playing and how many is playing.
You'd be surprised. Xavier Woods plays this damn game.
He plays every game ever.
So?
And has a gaming channel. Why don't you make a gaming channel? Or have you playing it? Just swiping your phone left and right.
Oh, guys, we got the rubber band.
And that concludes tonight's episode of the 434 podcast, episode 17. I'm fucking had enough. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
Finish
on. Go follow us on the fucking 434 Facebook page. We now finally have 300,000. 300,000 fans.
We're smashing it.
We've cracked it. It's fucking awesome. Pal's done an amazing job as,
thank you.
As the fearless leader.
We've also got Instagram.
We've got Instagram now as well too. Hit us up on the 434 website. It's FOUR3FOUR.com. Check us out there.
Same on Instagram.
Same on Instagram as well. And I believe Chow has something to promote.
Yeah. We also have...
well, you have.
A Facebook page. It's called DCMP. It's everything DC, Marvel, and pop culture. So go give that a like as well.
Yeah, definitely, because we're not
get
just...
Get all the latest news.
Got all the latest news. For example...
spoiler.
The new Arrow season trailer dropped, and Cody Rhodes is in it, so...
Exactly.
Go check it out.
Cross-promotion.
Exactly, you know what? We might be wrestling nerds, but we're fucking comic nerds as well, too, so fuck it.
Let's cover everything.
Exactly.
Plus our pop culture. Everything fun.
And on that note, I'll just remind you all that I'm this week's...
Stupid idiot!
And I'll speak to you guys next week. Thanks, pal. Thanks, Chow.
Thank you.
See ya.
See you later.